Welcome to Rebloom, a podcast that serves women who want to fully discover themselves, the women who are willing to go out on the skinny branch and grow and become all of who they are meant to be. I am your host, Tiffany Haugrud, and as a mom of three with 20 years of experience building businesses globally alongside raising a family, I have a lot to share with you. My biggest source of inspiration for this podcast was a realization I had when I was resisting life changes. Once I surrendered and accepted the changes, these words came to me. It's not a midlife crisis. It's a midlife awakening. On this podcast, you will hear valuable life, leadership, and entrepreneurial lessons that I have learned over the past 24 years being a mother, leader, and entrepreneur. I will also share with you more about my midlife awakening and how you can rebloom and pivot when it's time so that you can live in alignment with your true self. Prepare your heart for self-discovery and self-actualization that will create expansion and growth that will lead you to living your purpose-filled life. Thank you for being here. You can also find me on your favorite social media platforms by searching my name, Tiffany Haugrud. Hi friends, welcome to Rebloom. I am so happy you are here. I have been a mompreneur for over 20 years, raising babies, toddlers, preteens, teens, and young adults alongside building a gorgeous global business. And today, I have a lot to share with you centered around five of my top tips for mompreneurs. I love being a mompreneur, and I am proud that I decided to become one when I was 24 years old. That decision completely shaped my life. I was on maternity leave at the time with my second child, and I wanted to work for myself and have the time with my children instead of working for someone else and someone else having the time with them. It hasn't been easy, but nothing worth working for is. And for myself personally, raising my children and spending as much time with them has always been number one for me. However, I did need a purpose outside of being a mom. We depended on my income as a family, so I needed to find a way to bring in an income. And I am not your let's go do crafts and play games all day kind of mom. So working for myself from home alongside raising a family was the perfect fit for me. The five top tips that I'm going to share with you today have been imperative for my sanity and I believe as well for my success. So let's start with tip number one, creating a morning routine for yourself. Every morning, I wake up before everyone else gets up in my home. And my morning routine truly sets the tone for my day. My alarm goes off, I get out of bed, and head downstairs to make a cup of coffee. I choose a different mug every morning, depending on how I am feeling or what I am thinking about. I grab a cozy blanket, put my candles on or dim the lights, and I either journal or just sit on the couch in complete silence and enjoy my time. Right after, I get dressed and I head downstairs to our home gym. My workout is around 30 to 60 minutes a day, depending on what else I have scheduled for that day. After my workout, I make myself a protein recovery shake, and now the rest of my family is up. Honoring yourself by taking care of yourself first before you take care of others is such a great way to start your day. My next tip is number two, having a crystal clear vision for your life. I want you to take some time after this podcast and write down your vision for your life. No one is in control of your happiness but you. And you have the power to change anything that you want to change in your life and create anything that you desire starting right now. When I was 21 years old, I had a moment that changed the trajectory or path of my life. I was a young single mom on social assistance, and I was standing in line for food stamps. And as I stood there, I looked around and I knew that I never wanted to be in that line again. I had a hard realization in that moment that if I wanted my life to change, I needed to be the one to make that change. No one was going to save me. No one was going to come to my rescue. If it was to be, it was up to me. I had to do the work. I had to rely on myself, and I had to trust myself. I had a vision for my life. And when I was standing in that line, which was the only time that I stood there, my vision became crystal clear. And once your vision becomes crystal clear, I'm going to tell you to hold on to it, protect it, trust yourself, and take complete personal responsibility for making that vision of yours become your reality. Third tip, showing up for yourself and choosing a positive circle of influence. Did you know that you become the average of the five people you spend the most time with? Are you spending time with people that light you up, or are you spending time with people that dim your light? Negativity breeds negativity. Stop hiding from your greatness and stop playing comfortable in life so that others around you can feel comfortable too. I encourage you to stand up and show up for yourself when others remain sitting. Show up and read the personal growth books. Show up and listen to the leadership podcasts. Show up and get comfortable in a place of being uncomfortable. That is where the growth happens. Show up when you don't feel like it. Show up when you are tired. Show up when no one else is showing up. Show up for yourself. The difference between successful mompreneurs and unsuccessful mompreneurs is that successful mompreneurs show up. She will do the work required to make her life vision become her reality. She will put in the long hours when needed, and she will put all of her excuses aside. And just because other people in her life don't believe in her vision doesn't mean that she will stop believing in it. It comes down to a choice. You can either show up for yourself, or you can sit down, listen to the noise all around you, and watch from the sidelines other mompreneurs become successful. Next tip, tip number four, creating a schedule and honoring yourself by following that schedule. It is true. What gets scheduled gets done. I suggest that you put your entire life down on a monthly calendar. Include your date nights, your workouts, your children's activities, when you are going grocery shopping, when you're working, your alone time. I mean, write down everything. And if you choose, you can even take the extra step and be creative and color code your life. I promise this will support you with being present in the moment and with balancing out your life. We are mompreneurs. This means we are great multitaskers. But this can also mean that when you are baking cookies with your kids, you are also completely thinking about something else instead of just being there and being present in the moment. Or we do the easy things on the to-do list, and then we procrastinate and we don't get the hard things on the list that have to get done. But when you block off the time in your calendar, you don't have to think about what's happening next or coming next because you've already blocked off that time for later. So you can be present in that moment and enjoy watching that movie, snuggling on that couch. And when the movie is done, you can go check your calendar and see what you've blocked off to do next. Maybe it's laundry. Maybe it's getting some work done. Maybe it's booking some appointments. It will be whatever you have blocked off that time for. And remember, nothing is permanent, and you are the CEO of your life. So if you feel like you've scheduled too much or too little, perhaps you've maybe blocked off 3 30-minute blocks a week to work out, and after working with your schedule for a couple of weeks, you're finding that that's not actually enough time to accomplish your goals, you can then add in another block and adjust your schedule for the following days, weeks, or months to come. And the last tip, tip number 5, this tip, I believe, is the most important tip of all. Self-care and self-love. Giving yourself love and caring for yourself. Life can be hard, and there are definitely hard seasons that you will have to walk through personally and professionally. I want you to embrace all that you are, stand in your power, take care of yourself, and love yourself first. Always. It is so important to honor yourself. How can you take care of others if you don't take care of yourself? How can you love others fully if you don't fully love yourself? Don't let others take your power. Stand in your power and show yourself who you are. Choose life over likes and give yourself grace when necessary. Don't worry about what others think of you. All that matters is what you think about yourself. Self-care and self-love manifest in different ways depending on you as the person. Listen intuitively to what you need and what you desire more of in your life. Is it physical wellness, mental wellness, emotional wellness, spiritual wellness? Tune into yourself, and then create and bring more of what you desire into your life. There is only one beautiful you in this world for a reason. You matter, and this world needs more of you to be all that you are and to embrace your authenticity. Be unapologetically yourself. Stand in that power and allow yourself to shine. Thank you for being here. Now enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so that other women can hear about this podcast, Rebloom, that would mean so much to me. You can also find me on your favorite social media platforms by searching my name, Tiffany Haugrud. Now, friends, fully enjoy the rest of your day.